Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here we go with Tina Zerda at the 40 for the latest gossip headlines, all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where they are offering car loans for up to 7 years right now, and some loans as low as 1.9% APR. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in Hollywood, Dina? Do tell.
Okay, Google's climate change conference was this past weekend, and many stars showed up to show their support for the environment, but instead of getting accolades for their efforts, they got roasted online. And the reason for this is that it took more than 100 private jets and mega yachts to bring in all these mega celebrities to talk about saving the planet.
Why does it take a mega yacht to bring somebody in? Like, there are airplanes, commercial flights, you know, on Delta.
Yeah.
According to Page Six, the Twitterverse was having a field day with this, calling them a glamorous party for entitled fools. And they're slamming all these celebrities for being hypocritical. Journalists, politicians, everybody's complaining about them. Saying we're lugging around keep cups and recycling properly while these entitled fools are taking 114 private jets to a climate change conference. And who are we talking about here? We're talking about Leonardo DiCaprio, Barack Obama, Prince Harry, Katy Perry, Diane von Furstenberg, Harry Styles. I mean, the list goes on and on.
I respect Lopez, though, because you showed up in a rowboat, man.
And
that's commemorable.
I did.
Yeah. It really
is. Solar-powered rowboat.
And he used recycled oars.
That's right.
As you may recall, former NCIS star Pauly Perret seemed to explain her departure from the show, saying she was terrified of her co-star Mark Harmon and said she was the victim of multiple physical assaults. Now, we still don't know the full story, but there was that whole issue of Mark Harmon saying to CBS, I don't want you giving her a job with this network. According to the head honcho, Kelly Call, she says the issue's been resolved to everybody's satisfaction. She didn't give more details than that, but she said Pauly is set to return to CBS in 2020 for the comedy Broke, which is what the original plan was.
Uh-huh.
And she said, I don't think she'd be back with us if she had huge concerns. So
she was paid off, basically.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I mean, she won't be on the set with him anymore.
Right.
So I guess that would solve that. If he doesn't want her in the network, it's not like she doesn't want to work
with the
network.
They could cross paths. You never know. Maybe the same network.
Maybe she still wanted, though.
Yes,
CBS.
That's true. DinaStirk.com. Is the Wendy Williams show about to end? No one said it will, but we're hearing several staffers are looking for jobs because they don't think the show will make it past its 11th season. That's what she's guaranteed to be on TV through, but everything's up in the air after that. And this season, the 10th season was so hard because of all of Wendy's health issues, the trip to rehab, the staying at the sober living facility, the husband's infidelity.
Yeah, a lot of
all this drama.
Episodes, too.
Yes,
a lot of ones. But I guess if, when you're on the air for like 10 years, you have a lot of reruns.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
yeah, it's ready to money to bank.
Plus, yeah, why not?
According to Page Six, there was that rumor that Wendy would be joining the Real Housewives of New York. And even though Andy Cohen begged her to do it, a source said that doing the reality show would be beneath her.
Ooh.
So we don't have to worry about that. And finally, many people would let nature take its course, but not The Hill's New Beginning star Heidi Pratt. She's letting MTV dictate the timing of her next child.
What? Like you can have it Tuesday or so?
Heidi and Spencer Pratt, they already have a baby Gunner, and they're ready for baby number two, but not just yet. Heidi did admit that she's planning her second pregnancy around MTV's schedule. Whatever brings in the big ratings, I guess, right?
At least you got the doctor lined up, right, for that day?
Save the marriage.
Reserve, yeah, save the date.
Sure.
What if she doesn't get pregnant? What are they going to do, a stunt baby?
Maybe. We all know how reality shows work.
Yeah, they have those baby bumps, right, that they can wear?
Fake baby bumps.
Yeah.
And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time now for The Dirt. It is 740 with the Kellogg crew, and this time around brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get a car loan for up to 7 years. They're offering those and some loans even as low as 1.9% APR. For details, contact Pioneer Valley Credit Union at pvcu.org. So what's up in Dirt, Dina?
All right. Well, this is bad news for Kim Kardashian. She is being sued for $300 million by a guy who says it was his idea for the Kimojis, which are those emojis that she has, the whole line of like animated gifts and emojis of the family. And so she loved the idea, promised to work together as a team, and then went and terminated their partnership and launched her own Kimojis. So she's being sued. Now, I feel like she's sort of admitting guilt because now Kim wants the suit moved to arbitration. That's private. The public won't see the proceedings.
Sounds like he's going to get paid.
I think he's going to get some money.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, you get more details at the blast, but definitely, would you put it past her? You know,
I don't know.
If I had to side with somebody without seeing any of the details.
I hope she steals my idea. Like, I go back to that. The camouflage.
The camouflage?
Yes.
Oh, for the
Kim Kardashian's
kimono.
Camouflage.
The kimono one.
Yes.
That's great. Great idea.
The shapewear
I'll
she
bet
makes.
You the first person that thought of that,
I hope
too.
She steals it.
DinaStirt.com.
The life and career of Patrick Swayze are being honored with a new documentary, I Am Patrick Swayze, which will be airing Paramount Network August 18th, according to Entertainment Tonight. And this looks like it's going to be a tearjerker. We're going to see his former co-stars, family and friends remember him with his performances and his personality. So I know so far Rob Lowe, Demi Moore, Sam Elliott, Kelly Lynch and more are coming forward to talk about how they worked with him and who he was and what he was all about, which I think, you know, it's like my favorite would be Dirty Dancing. But then you remember him in Ghost and you remember him in Roadhouse. And
it's like he hasn't left us.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of him the other day. I'm like, oh, he did pass away.
Yeah.
It's like he's still around with us.
Gosh, yeah, it's been years, but. So again, that airs August 18th.
DinaStirt.com.
Gasp. For the first time since its inauguration in 95, Victoria's Secret won't be holding its annual fashion show this year.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, according to Shanina Shaikh, one of the models, she said that it's being canceled because they're talking about rebranding. And this comes in light of a lot of criticism they got last year saying that, you know, viewership had dropped because people didn't like the way they objectified women. There was lack of inclusion. On the runway.
The kimono round.
Yeah, the kimono round.
There's just too much fabric in this year.
Not appropriate.
So they're going to be rethinking it. And maybe we'll see it come back. Maybe we won't.
DinaStirt.com.
And we told you about how Dwayne The Rock Johnson went to Hawaii to protest the construction of the $1 billion telescope on Hawaii's tallest mountain. And he's not the only one who came out to show his celebrity support. Jason Momoa joined the protesters on Wednesday as they blocked that construction. So we're glad to see that celebrities are coming forward to show their support. Gives me one more reason to visit Hawaii, as if I didn't already have 1,000.
Isn't it weird that Jason Momoa makes the dirt every morning?
Listen,
like usually
nope.
It's like he bought a sandwich at a sandwich shop and it was a ham and cheese.
I can't help
that's
it that he's supporting protesters, that he has a dad bod, that he had a birthday, that he breathes. I can't help that.
You can't help that.
It's amazing how this news just happened. I don't know how you find all this stuff. You must be close with him.
I'm a very good stalker.
Jason Momoa Google alerts.
That's your dirt at 7:40.
Who doesn't have that?
Yeah, who doesn't?
Today he's having two sandwiches.
I'll have more fresh stuff maybe or maybe without Jason Momoa coming your way in Dina's Dirt at 8:40. With 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go with Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. With auto loans up to 7 years and some loans as low as 1.9% APR. For details, check out pvcu.org. So what's up in dirt, Dina?
It's not often you'll ever hear me say, I got your back, girl, to any of the Real Housewives, but Real Housewives of Atlanta star Kim Zolciak-Bierman speaking out to people about her family's ordeal with Delta Airlines. Now, initially the story was from Delta that she decided to deplane her family since her husband was held up after being told to fill out new paperwork for their emotional support animal.
Okay.
Now, Kim says that was not the case. First, she said Delta told Croy they would hold the plane for him, but her bigger issue is that they took her family off the plane without her knowing, so she was in the bathroom with her 5-year-old daughter. They removed her 8-year-old son, her 6-year-old son, and all their luggage.
Without her?
Without her.
Whoa.
And took them off the plane, so she came out of the bathroom with her daughter and couldn't find her kids.
Oh, that's scary as heck.
Yeah. And it turns out that they were off the plane. So she said the kids were hyperventilating. They were upset. They were devastated. And then at that point, the plane left without them anyway.
That's scary. They're always going to have those terrible memories now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of sad.
I know. So I got to say, I totally support her in this.
DinasDirt.com.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Paper Dolls star Eliza Dushku is officially a mother now, making her announcement in a very Lion King sort of way.
Okay.
So, Eliza.
She held the baby up like that?
Her husband did.
Oh, nice.
Yes, her husband, Peter Pelagian, entrepreneur and tennis star, lifted up his newborn son just like they did to the little Ingonyama in the beginning of the movie.
And do it 100 times. It's a workout.
They named him Philip Bourne, and this is Eliza's first child, even though Peter already has four kids. So that kind of says to me, if you already have four kids, you should probably know that holding a newborn up in the air like that is probably not the best way to start his life out. It just was like so unsafe looking to me. I was crazy about it.
Get the kid used to it.
His like little head is like flopping off to his side.
Were they doing it on a cliff too, like in the Lion King?
Yeah. Probably.
How violently was this holdup?
I don't know. Go see the picture at Ace Showbiz. They have the story, the photo there. A jury has determined that Katy Perry, her collaborators on her hit song Dark Horse, and Capitol Records owe Christian rap artist Marcus Graye more than $2.78 million.
That's what the jury decided on, huh?
Yep, and that's according to the Associated Press. Now, here's the thing. So, Katy, she's going to pay $550,000, but Capitol Records has to pay the majority. And you would think Marcus would be happy about this, but he wanted $20 million, according to USA Today.
Not happy with $2.7 mil?
No, he's not. But see, Katy's team was hoping to only pay out about $360,000, according to people. So, you know what they say? If nobody's happy, then it seems like it was probably a fair settlement.
Yeah.
Right?
How is it that the jury comes up with 2.7? It's such an arbitrary thing to decide.
2.78, which is, I know, super weird, right?
And $8.
Yes, don't forget. And the cents. DinasDirt.com. And Pink shared a photo of her daughter yesterday, Willow Sage. She's 8 years old, getting her hair dyed blue. So Jessica Simpson had dyed her daughter's hair, the ends of her hair, purple. And people were coming out in mean ways against that, saying, like, you're going to ruin her hair. What are you doing? So Pink decided, I'm going to support my friend Jessica Simpson and dye my kid's hair blue. And that is what she did, doing the job herself. And she added hashtags blue hair don't care and get your own kids. And of course, you know how she is about social media these days. She's disabled the comments and added the final hashtag, oh, look, Ma, no comments.
Wait a second. So kids are just having fun coloring their hair and they're getting bashed?
Yes.
That they're
the
not taking
are
care of their
hair? Bashed for coloring their kids' hair. Yeah,
that's,
I know.
That's ridiculous.
Eh, you know, those mom shamers, they have nothing better to do.
There you go.
That's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840, along with the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.